Well, we get ready for game number 6 tonight in Houston. The Golden State Warriors taking on the Rockets. We are looking forward to this game for so many reasons. And join us now, a good friend of the program, the longtime Golden State Warriors analyst, and of course, the former Warrior himself back in the day. He will be on the call on the Warriors radio broadcast tonight. Courtside, we're talking about Jim Barnett. Jim, how you doing?
TC, I'm fine, thank you, and good to be on your show.
Absolutely. Again, Jim, so we had to have you back on just because this series is turning into kind of what we expected here, and I wanted to get your take. First, Jim, let's talk about the Kevin Durant injury, and I want to hear about it from your viewpoint because as you were calling the action on Wednesday night in the arena, I know you had a pretty good angle of KD hitting that jumper and jogging down the court to only see him limp towards the Warriors bench. What were your thoughts as you saw this happen, and kind of replay it for us as you were making the call and you saw this unfold?
Well, I initially thought maybe he sprained his ankle and maybe he, you know, come down and landed on Shumpert's foot or it twisted it some way. But when I looked at it again, they showed a quick replay and you could see that he was a couple of strides away from any kind of contact with anyone else. And so he reached down, and I could see that it was his lower calf area. A lot of people, I guess, on Twitter went wild and speculated that it was possibly an Achilles tear. I didn't think so because I don't think he'd be walking that well if he'd torn his Achilles. And so I know there was some speculation about that, however. I saw him, grab there, and then as it turns out, it's a mild sprain. I've had the same thing. And I think, you know, he's been playing so many minutes. I think it was more fatigue than anything else. I think it was a fatigue situation where the muscle gets a little weak, a little tired, and you push off it or something, and boom, it goes. But fortunately, if the Warriors do survive, you will see him in the next series. But you're not going to see him anytime soon. You're not going to see him in Game 6 tonight. You're not going to see him if there is a Game 7 on Sunday.
So you don't think we could have one of those Willis Reed moments if this goes to a Game 7 back in Oakland, huh?
Those days are gone. I'm sure there are people that played. Well, we know that because we saw Willis come out. It's a whole different era. And the Warriors training staff and medical staff, they're extremely conservative. He's not coming. You're not going to see him in this series the rest of the way. This is it. You're going to see him at the earliest, if the Warriors do survive into the next series.
So, Jim, you mentioned that you actually had this injury yourself. Talk a little bit about that. You know, in your playing days, did you have something like this? Was this the exact injury you had, the calf sprain?
Yes, I've strained. I've had a little strain in the lower calf like that before. And for me, it seemed to didn't bother me more than 2 or 3 days. And you tape it up a little bit, you warm it up, you stretch it, you do all your little things, and there are different levels of it. It is a mild strain. And so, we didn't have, in those days, the MRIs and all these kinds of things. You just kind of felt if you could go or not. And if you went too soon, you could make it worse. But mine never kept me out. I might have missed a game or two is all. But it can't compare because we're comparing apples and oranges. Who knows how bad his is? Who knows what... I don't know what grade mine was when I did it.
So we know that he will be reevaluated next week by the Warriors staff, so we'll have to wait and see. All right, let's talk about the game without Kevin Durant tonight here, Jim. For fans counting out the Warriors, you know, they've dealt with missing key players before over the years, including the playoffs, as you well know. They've played games without Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, DeMarcus Cousins this year, obviously, and Durant. So really, this is nothing new for the Warriors. And let's remember, KD missed 19 games back in 2017. So right. I like to tell people, hey, they have been here before. This is nothing new for the Warriors. Talk about what the demeanor has been like over the last day or so and what the team's attitude is like there in Houston.
Well, these players that are available have been there before. Like you said, they won a championship without Kevin Durant, although they did have a much stronger bench. I went to shoot around today. They're spirited. It's a very, very tough thing to do, though, because everything, you know, each scenario is different. Kevin Durant has been carrying this team this postseason. If it had not been for Kevin Durant, the Warriors would have lost in the first round. Now, how's that? There's no way they'd have gotten out of the first round without his production. The last two games, he had 45, and then he had 50. He's been absolutely tremendous. And in this series so far, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson have really struggled. They struggled mightily until Game 5, the recent game. And after Durant went out with 2 minutes left in the third quarter, Stephen Curry had a great fourth quarter. So that was good to see, and that was encouraging. But he's still shooting 26% from three-point range in the series, whereas he shot 43% in the regular season. And they're going to need, to win tonight, they're going to need big games from Thompson and Curry. There's no question about it, because the bench has been anemic. The bench used to be very, very strong in years past, but this bench is not producing whatsoever. I think they've got the I think they've scored somewhere in the middle of 50 some points in the entire series from the bench total. We're talking about five games, and so that puts a lot of pressure on the starters, and they've been playing a lot of minutes. There's so many variables. If Houston, if they're going to get 17, 18, 19 threes, there will probably be a game seven. So if the Warriors can defend the three and get out and run, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Curry and Thompson, and so they're devising ways to get them free a little bit. And one way to do that is push the pace, and Draymond is very, very good at that. But they've got to get stops to push the pace, and then you run down and you get Klay Thompson open while the defense is scattered. He's very good on catch and shoot. And then you've got the formula for success like that. A lot of things have to go right for the Warriors to win tonight.
Jim Barnett joining us live from Houston. Longtime Golden State Warriors analyst. He'll be on the radio broadcast for the Golden State Warriors tonight there in Houston for game number 6. You know, for me, Jim, this team has the look of the Warriors of 3 or 4 years ago now. Because remember, we didn't have the Hampton Five back then. You know, we had the big three, right? We had Steph, Clay, and Draymond, and they were still pretty good. And remember, at that point in time, they were considered still the best in the league prior to KD joining the team. Now, obviously, like you just mentioned, without KD, this is a much different Warriors team. But how do the Warriors adjust now and go back to playing without Kevin Durant?
Well, I think they'll do that, and they're going to open it up, and they're going to try to spread the floor. They're mentally tough. There's no question about it. They've got experience. They've been here before, four straight times to the NBA Finals. They're not going to wither and die, but it's just going to be a more of a monumental task, and particularly in this offseason where Kevin Durant has been so marvelous. He's averaging over 34 points a game, and he's shooting well from three-point range. He's just doing it all. So, and as I say, they've got to play a lot of minutes. The worst scenario tonight would be for them, Curry and Thompson and Draymond Green to play, 42, 43, 44 minutes, and then lose by 2 or 3 points, or lose in overtime, something like that. Because they have to play, if they have to play game seven on Sunday is at 12:30. So if, they expend that much energy and work that hard tonight, flying home after the game, 3.5 hour flight, getting back in the middle of the night, early in the morning, and then you got another game in less than 35 hours. That puts a lot of pressure on. So it wouldn't surprise me tonight, and I'm not trying to be negative. I'm being realistic. I'm a realist. If this game got out of hand early on, you might see a lot of players that you hadn't been planning on seeing in a Warriors uniform log a lot of minutes. But if they're competitive, and if it's a close game, it still wouldn't surprise me to be that way, and it wouldn't surprise me at all. I'd be, very happy if the Warriors could come away and steal one here in Houston and surprise Houston and, shut up all the talk that here, last year Houston lost because the last two games they didn't have Chris Paul. And for the Warriors to beat Houston in Houston, who haven't lost a home game yet in this postseason this year. And if the Warriors came across and beat them tonight, That would really, really be, I think, terrific. It'd be great talk, and you could shut Houston up for a while.
There you go. And that plane ride home would be very, very nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Yeah, because then you'd have 4 days off, because the Denver-Portland series is, you know, gone to seven games, we know, and so you wouldn't play until next Tuesday. That would be the best scenario of all, if they could get the win tonight and then have 3 to 4 days rest.
All right, we know that Steph and Clay and Draymond are going to have to do the heavy lifting, but in your opinion, who is that key guy or two guys that really need to rise up for the Warriors tonight?
Well, you've got to get a few baskets from Iguodala, and you've got to get solid defense from him, of course. But, you know, Kevon Looney was terrific in the last game. Key rebounds, a block shot on Chris Paul. He's capable, certainly. And there's always, you just hope there's an outlier there somewhere. You hope that someone that you don't, maybe they're going to throw in Quinn Cook, who's a defensive liability, but all of a sudden he might hit four threes for you. They need someone to knock down some threes from the corner. As I say, they haven't gotten the production. So, you know, that's why you always look for somebody. It's like in this series, for Houston, in fact, Austin Rivers has been tremendous. The middle game, not last game, but, you know, one game he came in and he hit three threes. Another game he hit two threes. And so somebody like that can make a difference, and that's what you have. I have no idea who that's going to be or if it will occur.
Yeah, and Looney has been that guy. He's contributed nicely, but they're going to need stuff out of McKinney and Jarepko if they're going to call his name. And like you said, maybe we see Quinn Cook besides the last 20 seconds of the half,
yeah,
what we've seen before, so we'll see that. All right, Jim Barnett with us live from Houston. Jim, let's talk about Houston real quick. 12 for 41 from beyond the three-point arc again in game number 5. We know they rely on the three more than any other team. Do they stick with that same approach tonight since the Warriors don't have Durant, or do you think they attack a little bit differently?
Well, they're going to shoot a lot of threes. That's who they are. They're not going to, they're either going to take shots in the lane, or they're going to shoot shots from three-point range, and I don't think they're going to change their stripes or anything like that, or their spots on their back. They are who they are, and they're very good at that. And that's where you have to worry. Like, you know, Eric Gordon's having a great series, and when he does not have to put the ball on the floor, he is a really good catch-and-shoot three-point shooter. You know, he had a 30-point game there a couple of games ago. So that's who they are. They're going to take a lot of threes. If the Warriors go big a little bit, if they, you know, have Bogut out there, which they may do, by the way, they're going to try to get the mismatch. They seek out a vulnerable person. They seek out Stephen Curry all the time because they don't feel he's as good a defender as anybody else on the floor. And they attack that man. And if you go out to try to defend a three-point shot with Andrew Bogut, they're going to spread that floor, and they're going to drive right around and go get layups. I saw that last year when the Warriors had Pachulia. They had JaVale McGee. They had David West. If they were in the game, they took them out to the three-point line. They got the man with the ball in his hands at that time. And I remember Eric Gordon just having a field day going to the basket. So that's where the Warriors are vulnerable if they try to go with someone big out there. Kevon Looney isn't big, and he's not a big scorer for you. That's a problem there. But he can defend. He can defend any size person out there, and he's valuable in that respect.
You know this team better than anybody. You know this organization so well. Like I said, you know, been in big-time games before without key players. Tell me, Jim, how do you sense this thing will play out tonight? How do you envision this?
There is no way I could speculate. We're going to be surprised, or we're not going to be surprised. I just don't know. I have a good feeling about this team. I have, I haven't seen Stephen Curry go crazy and have a 22-point quarter in a long, long time.
We're due for that, aren't we? We're due for that.
We're overdue. We're overdue for that. And as I say, but they've got to play defense first and get the ball and. The transition defense for Houston has been very, very good. Warriors haven't been getting a lot of fast break points. In fact, I think in game 4, I think it was the first half, they didn't even have a fast break point. So they've got to mix it up. And one thing about that, Draymond Green is going to be facilitating. The ball is going to be in his hands. He's going to get a lot of assists tonight, and he's going to push the action, and the people have to carry on and go with him. So For me to speculate on how it's all going to turn out, I have no idea. I'm hopeful how it will turn out, and I'd love to see big games from both Thompson and Curry, and early on. We're going to know a lot more after the end of the first quarter.
Right. All right, Jim, before we let you go, quick speculation. We're going to have a Game 7 in Denver on Sunday. Actually, we could have three Game 7s if this thing plays out. For your sake, hopefully it's only two, but we're definitely going to have one in Toronto. But who do you think the winner of this series is going to play? Is it going to be Portland? Is it going to be Denver? And I know you're a little partial towards Portland. They came up huge last night, but we know how tough Denver is, especially at home.
Well, that's the whole thing. The home court advantage does give you a lot there. And so I'm probably going to have to go with Denver. You know, on a personal level, if the Warriors do survive, I certainly would rather play Portland for a selfish reason, because I went to the University of Oregon. I did play for Portland. I've got a lot of friends up there, and I'd like to spend 4 days in Portland for the games 3 and 4. Not that Denver's. Denver's a great town, but, you know, I'd just rather be in Portland, and it's a lot closer, and it's a lot more fun for me. I also think the Warriors would have a better chance against Portland than they would against Denver. Now, if the Warriors had DeMarcus Cousins, because the last time the Warriors played Denver, DeMarcus Cousins just neutralized Jokic. He just banged him around so much. He was so physical with him, and he loves to be physical, and he just bounced off Cousins. If they had him, he made him look like a freshman college player, and he finally even stopped trying to score, Jokic did. So they're gonna, if they do play Denver, they'll be playing Andrew Bogut and stuff, but he's still not the size and not the banger that DeMarcus Cousins is. So I think Denver's going to give them – they'll give them a test. I think the Warriors obviously, to me, the biggest test is this team right now that they're facing, the Houston Rockets. And I think in the next series, with or without Durant, I think they win the next series against either one of those teams. I will say that.
All right, we will be watching. Jim, enjoy the call tonight, and you can actually listen to Jim's call if you have Sirius XM, because they usually have the Warriors call on their on the playoff games here tonight. So enjoy the call. Have fun, my friend, and we'll look forward to talking with you real soon.
Thank you very much.